Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline here at 7:37. We're joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas. Well, it's not the forecast that could be the next big threat to the power infrastructure in the Lone Star State. Jim, what could be on the horizon that could have another massive impact to the grid?
Cryptocurrency, and more specifically, cryptocurrency mining. That's been going on here for a couple of years now. And the concern is that all the energy that's used in the cryptocurrency mining process, you know, you've got a warehouse full of computers running, hundreds of them, thousands of them in some cases, others being drawn in from outside the area, uses a lot of electricity. The concern is that, as happened last February, there could be another strain on the power grid, and with the additional load created by cryptocurrency mining operations, which are flocking to Texas right now, there could be a serious impact on the electrical infrastructure here in the Lone Star State again, Andrew.
And okay, when we say mining, I mean, they're creating these, you know, bits of cryptocurrency, but it's not like they're actually producing anything other than a digital file that it has some value. So is there anything that can be taxed? Is there anything that can be levied against the companies that do this to offset the burden they're putting on the power grid?
Well, sure, Shannon, but Texas leaders here have done the opposite. They have invited these companies to come here to set up shop, offering them incentives, including tax breaks, including job training for people in the surrounding area, including, you know, lax regulations and relatively cheap electricity. So you can't blame the companies for coming here at all. They're finding exactly what they were looking for. So far from taxing these companies additionally or causing some kind of additional expense to them, a lot of that is being waived just to have the job creation and economic development that comes with these companies.
But Jim, correct me, I mean, this was just last year, last winter, right, where Texas was just overburdened with their power grid so much so that you had people going days without heat in their homes. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, we had the cold snap and learned just how unprepared the grid was here in Texas for that kind of event. The weather set in and it stayed in for a few days, and the power grid eventually broke down in a lot of places. Millions of people were without electricity, and the state regulators and legislators got together after that and worked to try to fortify that piece of the infrastructure. Some people say that not enough was done. But the concern is that with all the additional demand that's being created by these companies, you know, something like on the order of the power requirement to the state capital of Austin is going into this cryptocurrency mining, that adding that into the process is going to strain the system even more. The companies, the cryptocurrency mining companies, say, look, if we start to approach those crisis levels again, we can shut down our operation temporarily, and we'll pump the electricity that we would have been using back into the grid and alleviate some of the problems there. So I think that promise is what state lawmakers are hoping is accurate, and that they'll live up to that promise so that we don't get into another situation.
Right. And that situation that happened in Texas is still having reverberations in, for instance, in our municipality, where we're paying, I believe it's like an extra $10 a month for the next
$30
a month for the next 6 months, just to make up for the higher prices that they had to pay during that time frame when Texas, was in such trouble. And I guess the prices of electricity went up so much and power went up so much. So, I hope we don't get into a situation like that, but any goodwill that people may have had towards Texas might be lost when they realize that Texas is doing something like this when they may not have the infrastructure to support it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think you're right. Texas is never really long on goodwill anyway from the rest of the country. I think it's, and sometimes justifiably so, but, you know, at the same
Colorado's time, like the tourist money. Don't we don't miss that. I mean, that's wonderful.
Well, the good thing here, the hopeful thing, I think, for folks who live here is that last February, when the power was stressed and when the electricity was in danger of shutting down for the whole state, the blockchain company that's operating, or one of them operating in the Austin area, did. actually closed down its operation 3 days ahead of the storm, or ahead of the time that, you know, the electric companies were shutting off power or had rolling brownouts. So, you know, we do have a track record there. So the company did actually throttle back and allow the system to try to regenerate itself. Of course, it didn't, because it simply broke down.
Yeah, and we know, as you mentioned, there were a number of new laws and regulations that were put into place in response to this. Was there anything looked at to ensure something like this happens with these Bitcoin miners or the blockchain, or is it just another thing where this unregulated industry is seeking a haven from regulation in the Lone Star State?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's kind of an honor system. You know, the lawmakers and regulators say, look, you promise that you're going to throttle back if, in fact, we get into a crisis again. You know, the one thing holding their feet to the fire is that if the whole state goes down, then those blockchain mining companies go down as well. You know, so it's in their own best interest to make sure that they keep the infrastructure up and running.
All right. Well, Jim Ryan, thank you for an interesting development in how Texas is attracting a new sector of the economy and what the implications could be. Thank you.
Thank you.